Gente en la Serena lo conoce, él sabe de sus sueños y proyectos. Es Monzón Hernández.
Hi, I'm Elon. Thanks for downloading this episode of the first season of Elon Audio Tours Singapore. This podcast offers reviews, tours, news, and commentaries about Singapore. Traveling through Singapore just got easier. Please, do subscribe on iTunes and rate this podcast and leave your review while you're there. Help spread the word. Thanks. If you like the show, send me feedback at universalssfan@gmail.com or leave a comment at the blog at yilunturs.blogspot.com. That's ilun-tours.blogspot.com. It is things like this that spurs me on. Thank you.
Start your tour from Orchard Road MRT station. Exit the station and face the brick building with, misspelled, McDonald's House written on the marquee. Turn walk right along the main road in relation to the McDonald House. Cross the road at the traffic intersection, and stand to face a glass and concrete building with an Art Deco facade. Walk along the road towards a big building marked YMCA. Continue down the road until you see the National Museum of Singapore. You can visit the hill by riding a pair of escalators near the left wing of the museum, but this audio tour will not cover it. Cross over at the intersection to the opposite side from the museum, and cross a central plaza towards Braz, misspelled, Buzzer, Road. Stop at a colonial building marked as the Singapore Art Museum. The museum hosts many art shows from local and foreign artists, and is worth a short visit. Admission prices apply. Walk from the museum and cross the road towards a church building, still along Braz, misspelled, Basa Road.
Cathedral of the Good Shepherd. This is Singapore's first purpose-built Catholic church. It was built between 1843 and 1847, and was consecrated a cathedral on 14th February 1897. The church owes its existence to a French priest who was also responsible for the establishment of two of Singapore's oldest Catholic schools, St. Joseph's Institution and the Convent of the Holy Infant Jesus, which we are going to visit later. The design shows the influence of the two famous London churches. The use of Roman Doric style architecture was derived from St. Paul's in Covent Garden and the Greek temple-like proportions from St. Martin in the Fields. It was gazetted as a national monument in 1973.
Walk straight and stop at a Gothic building, C-H-I-J-M-E-S, pronounced as chimes.
Chimes. This building was designed by well-known architect C.D. Coleman. Later, it became part of the Convent of the Holy Infant Jesus in 1852. The Gothic-style chapel with the flying buttresses was completed between 1890 and 1910. Following extensive renovation and conservation works, the whole complex comprising the chapel, Kelp Warehouse, and the former convent is today poised to be a commercial establishment known as Chimes, once the home of the Convent of Holy Infant Jesus School, an orphanage, today houses art galleries, boutiques, and fine restaurants. In 1983, the school located to Toa Payoh, a portion of the grounds was acquired by the Mass Rapid Transit Authority. In 1995, the remaining area was restored and converted into Chimes. The Gothic-style chapel was completed in 1903. Each of the 648 capitals on the arcade columns was given a unique depiction of tropical birds and plants. The stained glass windows were produced in Belgium. The Gate of Hope. At this small gate of the former convent of Holy Infant Jesus, many babies were abandoned in baskets to be picked by the sisters of the convent. This was the origin of the home for abandoned babies. For over 100 years, the orphanage was open to children from poor or broken families as well as unwanted babies. The home for abandoned babies ceased functioning in 1983 when CHIJ was relocated.
Turn right and walk down Victoria Street and stop when you see the Armenian Church. It is a small church building with a spire.
Armenian Church. The Armenian Church is the oldest surviving Christian church and was the first to be built in Singapore. Funds were raised from Armenian communities in Singapore, India, Java, as well as from local Europeans and Chinese residents. Construction of the church commenced in 1834 and was completed in 1835. It was consecrated on 26 March 1836. Singapore's Armenian community has been a small but prosperous one. There were only 12 Armenians in Singapore when the church was built, and no more than 100 at its subsequent peak. Although the community has declined in number, regular Orthodox Christian services continue to be held at the church. The Armenian contribution to the Singapore society is huge. This includes establishing the Raffles Hotel, being co-founding the Straits Times newspaper, and discovering the natural hybrid orchard that is now named as Singapore's national flower. The interior of the church is in the traditional Armenian style. The exterior, which originally featured a domed roof, is a neoclassical design by G.C. Coleman, the settlement's first qualified architect. Appointed as the first superintendent of public works, he also maintained a successful private practice. The Armenian church is one of the few surviving examples of his work and is considered his finest. It was gazetted as a national monument in 1973.
Continue down the street until you see a red and white strip building.
Central Fire Station. Today, the Central Fire Station houses the Singapore Civil Defence Force, the Fire Brigade's successor, with its state-of-the-art firefighting equipment. Throughout the 19th century, serious fires were frequent occurrences. Once started, the fire spread quickly through the narrow streets and crowded houses, causing massive devastation to property and serious loss of life. Although three fire stations were built in 1888 at Cross Street, Hill Street, and Beach Road, they were insufficiently equipped to deal with the situation. In 1918, the municipal authorities reorganized the Singapore Fire Brigade. One of the first actions was to recommend the construction of a modern central fire station. The design included garage space for the first motorized fire engines, staff quarters, and a host of time-saving devices, as well as a watchtower. The central fire station was opened in 1909. Improved equipment and an increase in the fire brigade staff led to a substantial decrease in the number and scale of fire in crowded town area. Today, this historic urban landmark is Singapore's oldest existing fire station. The station provides firefighting, ambulance, and rescue coverage for the central district. The oldest part of the building has been converted into a civil defense heritage gallery by the Singapore Civil Defense Force to showcase the advances and changes that have taken place in the realm of firefighting and civil defense in Singapore. You may wish to pop in for a visit.
We have come to the end of the tour. You may wish to continue with the tour of the Singapore River from show number 1. Just continue down the street until you see the Singapore River. If not, The nearest station is City Hall Station, and you can just retrace your steps back up Hill Street, Victoria Street, and then walk towards Raffles City.
I hope you have enjoyed this look at the Singapore City Centre, its architecture, its stories, and the history behind it. Thanks. That's going to do it for this episode. Thanks for listening. As this show is for you, the listeners, so if you have any questions or feedback, please feel free to send me an email at universalssfan@gmail.com. That's universalssfan@gmail.com. Remember to subscribe to this show on iTunes, and if you like the show, leave a comment or simply just like the show on iTunes. It really helps. Also, visit our blog at yiluntours.blogspot.com. That's iluntours.blogspot.com for show notes and other resources. Help spread the word and tell your friends about the show. If they share the same passion for travel as you do, they will definitely enjoy the show. Please also visit our sister site, ussingapore.blogspot.com. That's ussingapore.blogspot.com. That is an unofficial fan site with articles and reviews and tips on Universal Studios Singapore. Again, I'll link to all this on the show notes. Singapore. Thanks. Look forward to seeing you again next fortnight. I'll also be posting up some bonus materials along the way. And remember to keep exploring.